girl and paraphernalia. I was looking forward to spending a day wandering the street and exploring the shops. I dreamed of how it would feel to walk into a store and have the owner greet me by name. I longed to be a part of this small community, to feel like I was a part of something, not just on my own and left behind.
"Mommy, look, ice cream!"
Rowan screeched from the back seat, kicking her legs wildly. "Uh-huh," I muttered automatically. After we passed the ice cream store and a community fishing pond, I stopped looking around and focused on the directions in my hand, trying to navigate to our new house that was so country I couldn't use GPS to find it.
"Can we stop, please?"
she begged. I glanced quickly over my shoulder. "Sorry, Ro, not today, but we'll stop a different day. Sometime soon, I promise. I really just want to get to Ben's farmhouse and get settled for the night. The moving truck gets here in the morning, and we need to be ready." She let out a frustrated, "Huh," the first grumble she'd given me all day. She'd been a trooper on the 7-hour trip, keeping me company while I drove and quietly watching a couple of movies. But I knew she was totally over this long drive. Way over it. So was I. "When we get to the farmhouse, you get to pick out your new room," I said into the rearview mirror. "Won't that be fun? And if you want, we can set the air mattress up in there tonight, okay?"
"Okay,"
she muttered. She wasn't overly excited, but it was better than another grunt. I drove my new gray Ford Explorer down two roughly paved country roads before turning onto a long gravel drive. The farmhouse itself was situated in the foothills outside of Prescott. The land to the front of the house, toward town, was covered in golden prairie grasses. Behind the farmhouse was an evergreen forest. I double-checked the address with a number by the front door. Wow, this was really it. My heart fluttered. Paradise. My new house was in the middle of a mountain paradise. After parking in the circular gravel driveway, I hopped out of the car and jogged around to unbuckle Rowan from her booster seat. "Well, what do you think?" I asked.
"It looks cool."
Her big smile beamed brightly. "It sure does," I agreed, touching her freckled, covered nose with mine. The farmhouse had a simple square footprint. Windows on both levels were framed with black shutters and faced the open land across the driveway. The exterior was painted a clean, classic off-white. Perpendicular to the house was an old wooden barn. Between it and the house, two enormous trees shaded the yard. I grabbed the bare essentials from the car, anxious to get settled for the night. I was exhausted from the long drive and late nights spent packing. "Let's go in," I said, swinging Rose's hand in mine. We climbed the 5 front steps and walked across the wide wraparound porch with its chocolate wood posts. I unlocked the heavy wooden door so Rowan could push her way inside. The front door opened to a tiled entryway and a long staircase that split the house in half. To the left was the living room and dining room. On the right was the office and kitchen. A short hallway connected the dining room and the kitchen at the back of the house. My dark leather furniture and cozy toss pillows would go perfectly with the main floor's honey-colored hardwood, and I couldn't wait to put my old reading chair in front of the brick fireplace in the office. With the exception of a small powder room underneath the stairs, the bedrooms and bathrooms were all upstairs. I let out a loud, "Woohoo!" at the walk-in closet in the master bedroom. Rowan picked out her room, and after blowing up an air mattress, we settled in for our first night in the farmhouse. I cuddled my girl closer and stared up at the ceiling. "We're here. I actually did this. I just effing moved to Montana." Though it was terrifying to be in a whole new place, it felt amazing to be starting over, starting an adventure, replacing the loneliness I had felt in Spokane with excitement, leaving all of the bad memories from the past behind. Settling deeper into the mattress, I gave my girl a long hug. "Do you like Ben's farmhouse, sweetie?"
"I love it,"
she sighed. "Me too."